Okay, we are in Siman Lamed Beis, and we saw the Shulchan Aruch on Sif Chaf. There is some important Mishnah Berurahs which we need to see. So let's just see this again in Sif Chaf. So it says, Tzorich ledaktik v'chaseris v'yaseris. A person needs that the sefer needs to be careful, needs to be mindful. To make sure that he writes the word the way it's supposed to appear, with either if it's supposed to be lacking a yud, lacking a vav, or with a yud, or with a vav. If he adds or subtracts one letter, it is possible. And therefore, someone who puts tefillin on, and there's an extra letter, or it's missing a letter, which is the least I say, and every day it's a bitl asay. And therefore the punishment of the sefer is great. Therefore, anyone who's involved in the writing of a tefillin and sefer Torah and so on needs to be very careful. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kalkin Kuf. So it does, even if there's not going to be any difference to the pronunciation of the word is going to be pronounced exactly the same. And sometimes the word is written with a vav, and sometimes the word is written with a yud, sometimes without, and so on. So you might have said it's not such a big deal. Nevertheless, that would pass it. We said maruba. The punishment is of the sefer who is lax, and this is meruba milvad avoin gezel hachomor. So he says, in addition, there's a third iser over here, and that is gezel. I'm a sefer, and I'm presenting a customer with what I said are parshios, which are supposed to be parshios, which are kosher, and they're not kosher. These parshios are possible. So there's a gezel aspect also. I paid you £500 for these parshios. They're not worth anything because they're possible. So we've got three isurim. Number one, you're causing a brach lebatala. Number two, you're mevatel the mitzvah to say of tefillin. And number three, there's a gezel issue to contend with. Therefore, it says, Shulchan Aruch halach lemaisa, if you want to be a sefer, you need to be a yori shemayim, you need to be chareid l'dva Hashem, and so on. And as we mentioned last time, we mentioned that there are certain areas in halacha where the Shulchan Aruch says there's a requirement to be a Yorei Shemayim. The example that we gave last time was, it says in Hilchos Shechita, that a person needs to be a Yorei Shemayim when it comes to Shechita, because you need to carefully check the knife to see if there's any nicks whatsoever in the knife. And, you know, actually I did learn Shechita. And I remember what used to happen is when we learned Shechita the first time, so we all had a knife, which we were practicing on, and the fellow who was teaching, he would take a knife or just an instrument, and he would just very carefully, he just go like this, on a couple of places in the knife, and say, right, and he wouldn't show us where he did it, and say, okay, find the nick, find the pegima, you know, and here we were kind of spending a lot of time going back and forth, you know, up and down the blade to try and find it, and sometimes you don't catch it the first time, the second time, or the third time, and you have to like really, really focus and concentrate. You're not a Yorei Shemayim when it comes to the Cheshchit. You'll see the knife is fine, it's okay, there's no pegima, and if there is a nick in the knife, as you mentioned, the animal is an Nevela. It's an Nevela. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you have to be a Yorei Shemayim. It's interesting. It says that the Pesukim say which type of a person should check. Someone who knows how to learn Gemara with Pirush Rashi. Meaning, yeah, there has to be a certain level of sophistication of your Shemayim. So it's over here to be a sefer, you have to be a Yorei Shemayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Kuf Gimel, you have to be a Charid L'dva Hashem, Reisi L'hatik Pei L'shein HaLavush, Hatzorach Ma'od L'nyaneinu. He says, let's take a look at the Lavush. We know the Lavush was the Talmud of the Ramah. And he says, let's see the way the Lavush puts it. The Zelashenit. V'lei kamesha is an afshav. Not like what's done nowadays. Kamasir from Shemanichim Na'orim Hamislamdim Lichtev Tfilin. That they allow the kids to write the Tfilin Kadeshi Yaragilam Bechtav in order to habituate them in writing. V'yachikach Raya Seferim Nichtevu Kielchasan. And then afterwards the Sefer just checks their work to see if it's done properly, the chaseis v'yisei reis, to see if they've missed out what needs to be missed out, or if they put in the extra letters, Vesagi Le Bahakir, and he suffices with that, meaning I checked it over, it's fine. And then the sefer places it in the batim. He justifies his actions by saying, we're doing a great service to these youngsters. After all, we are teaching them this profession for free. So I'm a big tzaddik. You know, I'm allowing these people to be my apprentice, and I give them the opportunity to write, and I look it over, and I check it out, and it seems to be good. Says the Levoish, Avalani Oimer Yotzeskar and Befsedim. Yeah, it's a good, you know, A for effort, and it's a nice idea what you're doing, but it's going to have a negative consequence. But Adarava, Loitev Hema Oisim Ba'amam. They're not doing something good. Kihanar Nar. This young kid, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know the difference between his right and his left. The ainli shum kavana ba'olam, and he is lacking the requisite kavana. We said when you write, you have to say that you're doing this with shame, kedushas, tefillin. At the beginning, when you write it, you have to do that. It could be that he's lacking this kavana. Rakhein kimis askim b'ksiva. They're just practicing writing. Liyapis haksav. To write in a beautiful way, they're not doing it l'shem the mitzvah, and so on. And therefore, this sefer, if he's not ensuring that they're writing it l'shem kedushas tefillin and so on, it's a major problem. He's putting a stumbling block. He is allowing these tefillin to go out into the marketplace and so on, and they're possible. Not only that, the sefer says, yeah, I wrote these, or it's all under my auspices, and so on. This was done with kavana. Anyone who does so will have to face the din shemayim alakavu anshin harbim oid. V'alayim them, and upon them, the pasuk says, Orur Oise Malachas Hashem Remia. This is a pasuk which even the Gemara uses, and it's brought in the pasukim. Anyone who's involved in Malachas Hashem, like let's say if a person is a Rebbe in a school, so you need to make sure that you are doing your work properly. And it says you're supposed to get enough sleep, so you're going to have the patience which you need to be with the kids. And so on. And if not, they say there's a problem of Arur Isa Malachas Hashem. You're involved in Malachas Hashem, Remia, and you're doing it in a deceitful manner because you're not patient, because you didn't sleep, or you're cutting corners and so on. So anyone who's involved in Malachas Hashem, i.e. a sefer, and you are making out as if everything is done behid rav and it's not, then there is this klala to contend with. Okay, therefore Yizar kol sefer v'yizrachik mizeh. You should distance yourself. Lishman is not like by a get. When you write a get, it's got to be lishma. What does that mean? Lishim the man who's getting divorced, lishim the woman who's getting divorced. That's what lishma means by a get. Lishman by tefillin is not you tell the apprentice, you know, Reuven would like a new pair of tefillin, have in mind for Reuven. That's not the lishma. In tefillin, ainak kavan l'shem bala tefillin. Can make that a get. That's not l'shem ishva isha, rak l'shem kedushas tefillin. It's got to be done for the sake of kedushas tefillin, and so on. Ein shal. That is the levush. Take a look. V'sim al zeh umin haroy lemis yish koyach biyadei lemanes kisei tefillin mehu ganim anshi emesene betza bali teri relekim v'charedim. They should set up some type of a vad to make sure that the individuals who are involved in the writing of stam of tefillin and so on have these traits. Similar to what we do, that there is some type of a pikuach, an oversight when it comes to the shachtim and the baitkim. We shouldn't believe all of them. and so on. I think I mentioned several times that in one of the IDF operations in Gaza, they burst into someone's house and they saw a couple of young Arabs writing tefillin and writing mezuzahs. You know, so there was obviously some unscrupulous person who was using Arabs to write tefillin and selling and making a huge profit, paying them peanuts, and obviously it's 100% possible. And if there's no pikuach, then there's major issues with that and with the ritzuas, with the straps of the tefillin, and therefore you need to make sure it's sourced from a good place. It's got to be done for the right reasons. That is all the levush. The kosev sefer baruch shomer yichtev isyes toivim usmimais v'leishvureis. The words and the letters should be written nice and complete. They shouldn't be broken. Ube mito, and it should be done slowly. Ube kavana gedela, with great kavana. V'le yimaher adam b'ksivas. Don't write quickly. Gedela harviyach mam and harbe, and make a cheshmo. If I can write, you know, three parshias, you know, an hour, then I'm similar. It might be the exact same thing to what they speak about when it comes to shechita. Often they say you have to slow down the pace. If you've ever gone to watch them shechting chickens, so depending on the country, sometimes one person does the tfisa, he holds the chicken himself, and he shechts himself. In Eretz Israel, it's very common to do that. In other places, one person does the tfisa, he holds it, and the sheikh does the shechita. But if there is a pressure and you have to shecht, you know, 60 chickens a minute, whatever it is, and often there can be tremendous pressure that you might not have the tefisa, you might not be holding it properly, and you might not necessarily be cutting deep enough to make sure you've gone through at least the majority of one of the simanim, you know, the kan or the dashit. Whenever there's this pressure, there's always going to be problems. So he says, lo yimar, don't do this quickly, b'ksivasa, k'deil arviach mam har, b'ki ayse revach yelech le'ibud. This prophet will be lost. Ula de royin the yafsid nishmasi ki hu machtias a rabbim. Such an individual is guilty of causing the rabbim to be involved in chait. V'chol mi shekezet tefillin toivim uksherim kifi yachol, to anyone who's careful to write tefillin and to the best of his ability, schare kofol u'machupol v'nitzal midin shel gehenem, tremendous reward. About whom do we say that his righteousness is forever? Zeh mezakeh rabbim. This is referring to someone who's mezakeh the rabbim. Kegein hamelamed liyirei Hashem tikun tefillin ulasakin acherim. I'm a siman amatez masay adam roy lifted tefillin. So Bekitzer says the Mishnah Berurah, one needs to be extremely mindful and careful and didactic and precise when it comes to the writing of tefillin, and you shouldn't be, you shouldn't have ulterior motives, and so on. Fine. That was Sif Chaf Aleph Chaf Parsha. After Sheikh Tevena, after you have finished writing it, Yikra Ena Hates of the Kavana, the Dikduk Pa'amayim the Shalosh, you should read it a couple of times, V'yachzid Yikra Ena Kedim Sheikh Nena V'sich Besa, and you should read it again before you put it in the Bayis, Kedesha Tischalef Parsha V'Parsha. I think we actually read that. Let's move on to Chav Beis. Toiv lenasis hakul meis kodim sheyas chalichtiv aparsha. One should try out the quill before you actually begin to write the parshas. Shelo yehe alav diyo yoisam yidai v'yafsid. So imagine you dip your quill into the ink and you start writing and there's a blotch. There's too much ink on the quill. So you should try it out first to make sure you've got the right amount. There shouldn't be too much ink, which will cause a loss. You should be careful before you write. Kol shame, likreis kol masha kosev, kadesh leyavoyu ledekiniza al yade. So before you write any of the shemes, to read that which you wrote, so that it should not come to geniza through your actions. We'll see exactly what this means. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Hei, Kedim Shiyaschil, Ein Aretz Aleimar B'tchilas HaParsha Dafke. It doesn't mean necessarily at the beginning of each of the four Parshias, Meaning every time you're kind of starting to write anew, so make sure that you have the right amount of ink on the quill. And we said that Yizar Kodim Shechtiv Kol Shein Likris Kol Masha Kosev Ba'isa Parsha V'loy HaShilafaneha. So, you know, you are reading that which it says in the Parsha. And in that particular parasha, as opposed to the previous parasha, I mean, you shouldn't get confused. You know, you're writing the Shem Hashem, and you're not sure if it's the Shem of parasha number one or parasha number two. You should always make sure you know exactly you're holding where you're supposed to be holding, because otherwise you could cause Geniza al Yadeh. Ukeshetayva lakumas lichtiv be'as Hashem. And so too, when you dip your quill into the ink to write the Shem Hashem, alayascha lichtiv oisim yad. Don't write immediately. Shleyaf sidene bereba idyay. There shouldn't be too much ink. Ulay yeshalav sear, or there might be a hair. Vleyetz aksav miyushar, and the writing will not come out nicely. Vegal mishum shetzach lekadesh adyay shalakomus. You need to literally be mekadesh the ink on the quill. Terem sheyichtav Hashem prior to writing Shem Hashem. Lachim yichad and laniach ois achas. Ideally, before you write the Shem Hashem for the very first time after dipping the quill into the ink, it's best to have written something else. In other words, I shouldn't dip my quill into the ink before I'm writing Yudkei Vavkei. Because you're about to write Shem Hashem, you want to make sure you've got the right amount of ink, and therefore you have an aniach ois achas milichtiv kodem Hashem. You should be writing other letters before you write Hashem. I think he just means to say that you should be dipping your quill. Let's say you're supposed to write Shem Hashem. Better to dip and write something else beforehand. So when you look at some letter or there's some crown, v'imalena, the case of a sashem, do something else first. V'imtzav diyoy koydim sheyikma hashem. What about if you're in the middle of writing Shem Hashem and you realize halfway through the shem you need additional ink? So v'imtzav diyoy koydim sheyikma hashem oz yidbal ba'isyeis shalifne hashem sheheim lachim adayin v'yikma hashem. Very interesting. So if I've written Shema Yisrael Havaya Yudkei Vavkei, and I wrote a Yud and a Hey, and I need to write the Vav and a Hey. So I should go onto, let's say, the word Yisrael, which is still nice and wet, and dip the quill, let's say, into the Lamed to get a little bit of ink to finish off, you know, the Vav and the Hey of Shem Hashem, as opposed to dipping the whole thing into the ink and thereby having possibly too much ink. Oz Yitzvah Ba'isi Shalif Me Hashem, dip the quill into the letters which are lifnei before Hashem. Which, say again. Why is that shleikus sidron?
You're going back and doing something else. You started the Shem, and you're going back to your soil.
Yeah, I'm not writing shleikus sidron. I'm not writing out of order. I wrote Shema Yisrael, and I wrote a yod and a hey, and I need to do the vav and the vav and a hey. So all I'm doing is I'm just dipping my quill in the lamed. I'm not writing out of order. I'm not writing anything out of order. That's what he says. But don't dip your quill in the letters of the Shem Hashem themselves. So that means if I wrote the Yod and the Hey, I need to write the Vav and the Hey. So why not just dip your quill in the Hey? He was saying that even though you're doing it for the sake of finishing off the Shem Hashem, it's improper to dip the quill in the letters of the Shem Hashem for the sake of finishing off the Shem Hashem. V'yesh mekirim mitzvah ba'isis Hashem atzman. But he quotes the Shach and Yerdeyev, and the Prima Gadam writes this also, who says, no, that's okay. You can do this. Why? Debizu yileka. That's not considered to be a lack of kavod. Kevin shu kedei lahashlim ba'is Hashem. I'm doing this for the sake of writing the Shem Hashem. There's a similar discussion in Hilchas Chanukah. You know, in Hilchas Chanukah, you know, can you light from one ner to another ner? So, if I have a ner shel mitzvah, and then I would like to go ahead and light a candle to go And in the older days, I want to light a candle to go into the toilet. So, okay, that's a bizayin. I'm lighting a candle to do something mundane from a ner shel mitzvah. But if I'm being madlik mi ner la ner, from a ner Hanukkah, ner shel mitzvah to ner shel mitzvah, that's obviously that much better. But, you know, so a similar discussion. So over here also, says the Shach, I can dip my quill in the yud or the hay of the Shem Hashem in order to finish the vav and the hay, because it's all within the Shem Hashem. So I can do that.
So you can't dip your quill into the ink and then write on some piece of parchment, so it's a bit dry, and then go back to the...
So that's what I would have thought would also work. I mean, you know, Johnny's mentioning over here, we haven't seen that that's a problem. He says, don't dip your quill in the ink and then continue to write. But I would have also thought that would work. To dip your quill in the ink, write on a different piece of paper, you know, just to make a line. Just like when you write, you kind of press it down and so on. Why is it any different if you press it down and out, if you press it down on a piece of paper? I believe that that's fine also. I think he's just coming to say, don't write other letters and so on the actual parchment. But if the previous letters are not wet, they're not moist, so then azay yitzvah mechadesh v'chapes acha ois itag shetzrich adyoy. So then what should you do? You should look around and see that any of the letters require a little bit, I need to make them slightly bolder. So let's say there's a shin and there's a tag, which maybe I can make a little bit bolder and so on. And again, that's not a problem of Shleik Kesidrin. I finish the letter. The letter is kosher. It's just it could use to be a little bit stronger, a little bit darker, a little bit blacker. So just to add a little bit of ink and these things, and that would be okay. Fine. Let's see Chav Gimel. Chav Gimel says, Im matza shechisa ois achas. Let's say a person realizes that they left out a letter. They left out a letter. Ein leitakana. You're stuck. Sheim kein hayu ksuvim shalei kesidron. Because if you now go ahead and add a letter inside the word, it turns out that the rest of the word was written out of order. It was written shalei kesidron upstulin mishim nechsev. We mentioned this many times. When it comes to tefillin, the word has to be, the whole pasha has to be written kesidron. It has to be written in the right order, the way it appears. Why? Nechsev v'hayu v'havayasen yihu. So whatever we often find this drasha in the Gemara in many places. Whenever it says a lashon of haya havaya to be, this is the way it needs to be. It needs to be like this. It's got to be. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. He says in Kuf Yud, in Kuf Ches, there's no Takana Bashlama. We're speaking here in a situation that from here till the end of the Pasha, there are words, there are Shemes, which you're not able to rub out. Yigroid ad Seifa. He means to say like this. Let's say you wrote a parsha, and let's say, for argument's sake, there are 80 words in this parsha. And let's say in word number 70, I realize I didn't put a yud in it. So we're saying you can't just insert a yud in there, because that yud needed to come before the next 10 words. And therefore it's going to be Shlei Kesidrin. So says the Mishnah Berurah, why don't you just scrape off, rub out the whole last 10 words, and then you can write it, and now it is Kesidron. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because we're speaking in a case where one of those last 10 words contained the Shem Hashem. You're not allowed to scrape off, you can't rub out the Shem Hashem. And therefore you're stuck. But if you don't have Shem Hashem in the last 10 words, then you're right, you can rub out those last 10 words, you know, to the place where you need to get to, and go back and write Kesidron. You can write an order. So that's what he means to say one more time. Umayri shemikan ad seifa pasha yei shemais she'enim imhakim. There are words which you're not able to rub out. Dilav hachi, because otherwise yigrei that seifa, And we said the reason for this is because the drasha says "Bahava Yosin Yehu." It's got to be done in order. Pirish Keseder Shenech Tovis Patera Yehu Ksuvim. They have to be written in this way. Okay, we will pick it up tomorrow. Mitzvah.